You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first half of tonight's program. We are turning our full attention now to the radio obituaries, because it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to remind you first to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org, even though now is all that matters. But you know, you don't have to think about the future. Think about taking care of the future now, so you don't have to worry about it then. That's how to do that. At least that's what I'm going to say tonight. And then we're going to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance in the matter. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Michael Friedman, the American composer and lyricist, best known for his musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which opened on Broadway in 2010. He just passed away at 41. But he did a lot more than that. We're not going to go in depth, because I didn't really want to get into the show tunes. But he did this thing. Remarkably. Who knew? Who knew? The things I learned doing the radio obituaries, especially the initial radio obituary for Michael Friedman right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The post-initial radio obituary is for Earl "The Wire" Lindo, the Jamaican reggae musician. He was a member of Bob Marley and the Wailers. He collaborated with many artists all the way up through Burning Spear. But while he was attending high school in Jamaica, he played in the Astronauts, later played organ in the Now Generation, and also with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics. And don't forget the Meters. But of course, he spent his early days working at Coxone Dodd Studio One, where he played on more recordings than anybody knows about. Earl the Wire Lindo just passed away at 64. He's the, what'd I say? The post initial. It's too early to be getting confused on this. The post initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
hear me, man. Beat our dub, crash our mash, but don't get stone on my tombstone.
They carried him away in a Cadillac hearse, and what it was worth, it showed no mercy. I remember that day when he had the curse at the chopper ember.
Graveyard rock, graveyard.
The next radio obituary is for Josh Schwartz, the singer-guitarist from L.A. bands such as Further, Beechwood Sparks, The Summer Hits, and Tide. He also toured with John Cale and the Charlatans UK. John Schwartz just passed away at 45. Only one thing in my collection, though. And this is it for the next radio obituary. Well, it should be post-initial, but that's a different story. Radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Is like silk, but you're curdling my milk. I know not of what ills thou art.
Demon woman,
you sit on a rock, looking nice in your frock, but you're scaring my livestock.
Demon woman,
you're making me moan, turn my bone into stone. You're taking me home to meet your familiars. Nice to meet you. You cast your spell. Demon woman, you cut Puffy's toes off, pull an animal's nose off. How'd you magic my clothes off?
Demon woman,
take me back to your room, make me howl at the moon, make me pray to the temple of woo.
Demon woman,
your breasts are balls of flame, and I'm burning my hands playing this ball game.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Holger Zukai, the German musician, best known as the co-founder of the krautrock group Can. He was described as successfully bridging the gap between pop and avant-garde. He was also notable for having created early examples of ambient music and for having explored world music well before the term was coined, also for having been a pioneer of sampling. Holger Zukai just passed away at 79. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Let's get hot on the dancing spot. Hot.
Oh, is it hot?
Wow. Then let's get cool in the pool. Oh, let's get cool. Then let's get cool in the pool. Oh, let's get cool. Thank you.
Ooh.
To the radio obituary for Cees Bergen, the singer, songwriter, and music producer known from Dutch pop groups like Catapult and Rubber Robbie. Cees Bergen just passed away at 65. It's a radio obituary just for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
to Larry Marshall, the Jamaican reggae singer. He recorded both as a solo artist and as part of the duos Larry and Alvin and Larry and Enid. Between 62 and 67, he had minor hits, including Too Young to Love, Promise is a Comfort to a Fool, Snake in the Grass. He worked with E. Henry, Philip Yap, Prince Buster, and of course, Coxon Dodd. His greatest success, though, came in the late 60s when he teamed up with Alvin Leslie in the duo Larry and Alvin, recording for Dodd's Studio One, where they had the massive Jamaican hit, Nanny Goat. It's regarded as the record that began the shift from rocksteady to reggae. Larry Marshall just passed away at 75. Let's just start with Nanny Goat in the Larry Marshall Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh,
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And tonight's Weasel Radio Obituary is for Jesse Zazu, the lead singer of the popular Nashville indie garage band Those Darlins. She just passed away at 28. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Jesse Zazu right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate Radio Obituary is for John Sandlin, the American recording engineer and producer, best known for producing albums by bands such as the Allman Brothers Band, Widespread Panic, Wet Willie, and Colonel Bruce Hampton, and the Aquarium Rescue Unit. That's quite a list. But there's more! John Sandlin passed away at 72. It's the pre-antepenultimate Radio Obituary right here. It bubbles in the think tank. We'll be right back.
sellout crowd, and the air was filled with the mighty yell. Some was carrying pennants, some said heaven, and some said hell. And the referee stepped to the field, and he flipped a coin, and it revealed what every faithful Christian should believe: that Jesus was elected to receive. So let's give Jesus Christ a football, let him even up the score. Let him run it through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Let's give Jesus Christ a football, let him even up the score. Let him run it through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Well, Satan, he used an onside kick. Thank God that Matthew was thinking clear. He took that ball from Satan. It was Christian's first and ten. And with the strength that moved the rock, well, the Savior made him a mighty block. Found himself the way he'd been conceived. Free and clear, open to receive. So let's give Jesus Christ a football. Let him even up the score. Let him run it through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Let's give Jesus Christ a football. Let him even up the score. Let him run it through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Any man, he had to win that game for both his dad and all mankind. But Satan sent his finest men. He said, forget the rule book, just defend. It isn't how we play, we got to win. But JC left them standing in their sin. So let's give Jesus Christ a football. Let him even up the score. Let him run it through the cross. Half of which he's seen before.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.